I understand you were sick.
I was. I still kind of am.
Yeah.
Getting over it, but I've got DayQuil pills in my pocket.
Yeah.
And a bunch of Kleenex.
The good stuff.
Yeah. So I've bounced back from swine flu. Proves that.
Don't need no Tamiflu or whatever weird government business. It's just.
Government's just trying to make you sick.
That's right. Exactly.
You got to get better on your own. Libertarianism.
That, yeah.
I also don't pay any taxes.
The disease is in the medicine.
That's right.
The disease is the cure.
You don't want either.
Yeah.
But if you get one, you can fight it. If you get both, you're boned. And the government owes you, then you have to pay taxes.
They put the tracking chip in they inject you with the flu shot, but there's a tracking chip in there so they can. Now they know where you are.
I have this pamphlet about the CIA that I think you find very interesting.
Yeah, I would very much like to read it.
Yeah, it's still a little expectorating, but
yeah.
No, feeling better. This is now, I think, the 19th time I've gotten sick this year.
Great.
Yeah,
it's been a healthy year.
It's been a really good year for me, health wise.
I will stop pooping on your, keyboard and on various things that you own. Maybe that would help.
I know I'm not the only one who's had a rough year for the colds.
Uh-huh.
I still also have to wonder if the office is playing a factor, if our underground lair with all of its weird smells and flies, if perhaps there's...
Well, the flies are gone. Flies are cash, bro.
Yeah, but they were there for a while.
I'm
just saying, weird smells that turn into other weird smells that turn into flies, that's probably not...
Maybe.
Probably not the greatest.
Well,
then again, I'm the only one who's been getting sick so much, so...
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, while your body was sick, my laptop got sick.
Yeah.
Which is way more important.
Yeah, again, the government, though.
Yeah, totally. It was working at work. Again, dude, the office, totally cursed. I disconnected it from the external monitor, slammed it shut, took it home, and now it does not output video at all.
That's no good.
Yeah, you need to see stuff. Like, it actually boots up. If I hit keys on the keyboard, it makes, the noises and stuff. Like, it's actually operating.
You just have to relearn how to use your computer.
Yeah.
Just start using it like a blind person.
I was thinking that might be a good way to go.
Start using it by Braille.
And I got really good at turning it off and turning it back on without being able to see anything, which didn't really help. But I took it in to the Apple Store, to the Genius Bar.
The Genius Bar.
I made an appointment at the Genius Bar.
You went over, you got yourself a nice big cup of Genius.
Yeah, I did. And Chad took a look at my laptop and tried to hook it up to the...
He gave you a sidecar of brilliance.
He did. He looked at it and went, huh. And then hooked up a monitor and went, huh. And then hooked up some diagnostic box, and that didn't work either.
So
he's like, I'll just cover it, for even though it's out of warranty, because there's hardware defect in that stuff.
And the video parts of your laptop.
Yeah, the video parts of my laptop.
We'll update here, Jeff. It's raining.
What? It is raining.
It's raining. Just to let you know.
That's not cool at all.
It wasn't, and now it is.
That is, I'm not down with that. I knew wearing long sleeves today would be a smart idea.
Yes.
Long sleeves and shorts, which I call winter clothing, around these parts.
It's May 1st, though, dog.
Well,
That's officially spring.
May showers.
It's April flowers. April showers.
Bring swine flu and death to all infidels.
Yes.
Pretty much. It's May Day.
The prophecy is, what does that mean?
What?
What does May Day mean?
That means the plane's going down, and also it's May 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know, I don't know, I assume that's like some bombs got dropped, something got World War II related, is that right?
I don't know.
May Day.
May Day, no, I think you're thinking of Cinco de Mayo. Corona is the drinko for Cinco.
It's Terry Fotley's birthday, Cinco de Mayo.
So that's right. So
early happy birthday to Terry Fotley.
That's right. Who listens?
He is a big listener,
big,
obviously.
Big fan of the microcast.
So isn't May Day also when you bust out the maypole?
Yeah, you bust out the maypole and you say, "Now I'm gonna really make it rain in here." And you throw a bunch of $1 bills around, and then the gun in your sweatpants goes off. And everybody looks at you like you're the jerk. Whatever. I made this whole thing possible.
Oh.
You sound well.
I still feel really good.
Great.